of the death.
Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death.
Shadow of the death, I feel no fear, yeah. Right? Why? Because I'm already graduated from that, what you call, son of a bitch.
I see too that when we say resist no evil, it's like, what is evil? What
thoughts.
Is evil?
Thoughts.
Thoughts. Okay. Thoughts. Okay. And then, or I see too that we judge things. And
yeah, it's still thoughts.
Well, you know, thoughts and or like saying, well, that person is a you know, we make judgments of people,
yes,
or things.
Yes.
And
it is the mind.
Like we're judging.
Yes.
And we don't know what really is, you know, is evil. And I mean, like that, it's like somebody's trying to say that person's not a good citizen, or mm-hmm. You know, we're judging all the time. So it's sort of around, but it's
yes,
a lot of
but
it is.
Says, but it says resist no evil. It doesn't say judge no evil, because we don't know if they are or not. It says resist no evil. The only evil that whatever makes you uncomfortable, they call it in duality evil, right? The only thing that makes one uncomfortable is his own thoughts and reaction to things. You know, somebody might come and hit Tony, and Tony might suffer just a momentary pain on his cheek, and they might hit me, and emotionally and mentally and whatever, I could be hurting for the days to come. Why? Because of our reaction. Again, the mind comes to the place. So when you stop that, is the mastery, and then you can say, I walk through the shadow of the whatever, or fire, whatever.
Valley of the shadow. Yes.
Yeah, and they can't touch me. Yeah.
Hmm.
So it's really nice to dissect that, because we come back to see exactly what we're doing.
This brings me to, you know, when people have a lot of power when they talk,
uh-huh.
is because instead of just mouthing something, they've actually dissected it,
mm-hmm.
and from their own inner experience,
yes.
which they've sat with, it comes out.
That's right. This is exactly what gives transformation. From just mere words, different than somebody that goes on top and preaches. Preaching is barking, but I'm not saying all preachers are like this. I'm just saying, for the sake of preaching, but if you talk about the experience, you can preach or not, it's still transform. It has the power of transformation.
Preaching is unacceptable to me.
Yeah. It is a trap for the preacher, you know that.
Yeah.
It is a trap, as if he or she is a spider. They make their own web, you know. And I found out in my life that the more I give freedom, and you know that everything we talk about gives you more freedom and expansion, the more freedom I have. The more you want to make people have fear, the more you are going to bear the burden of it. So it's all for the sake of the self. Believe me, everything we do is for the sake of the self.
You used to say to me that the freedom that I take away will become my own prison.
Yes. Yes. Mm. Yes. You know, some people are very possessive, or some people are this way and that way, which is fine. They can be anything they want to be. But the thing is, if we only knew that the world that we're looking is a reflection of our own thoughts, then we would not go with our thoughts and put an end to that nonsense creation.
I didn't quite understand that. Say that again, Ida.
She used to say to me that the freedom that I take away becomes my own prison. So if I take away, for example, someone else's freedom by being restrictive or possessive or whatever.
And because it takes her to watch him not to go away, not to do something she doesn't like, this watching becomes her own prison. She doesn't have the freedom to look elsewhere. She's going to be focused in her own, you know, whoever does it. And Ida is a very, very living example of taking every words of truth and putting it into practice and finding freedom. Very good. All of us, we're doing very well. The first time I was invited by Hans to come here, we were in the other room. And Hans and I would sit, and sometimes Richard, all three of us, sometimes just me and Hans. And we would meditate, and I would have never known that I would, you know, would still prompted to come that many years and have so many beautiful friends around me. There were many, many months that Hans and I sat, and we had a very great time, and the beauty of it was we had no expectation, and we just showed up, and that's all it happened. We didn't want it to become famous, we didn't want it to bring a new religion. We just sat. And the truth will glorify the holder of the truth, whether that person wants it or not. Our table looks really beautiful tonight. Tony did a good job. Did you see for Baba's birthday the candles she put in front?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You did all that?
Yes.
Wow.
She did it all. Any other saying or last saying? You have read the Bible many times. Let's see if you can come up with one.
There's a saying in the Sermon on the Mount where he says that if someone's to slap you on one cheek, you should turn the other cheek to him too. I don't know if anybody remembers
that. It goes again with non-reaction. It goes very much with the other one. I translate every saying in any scripture to the mind because that's where the world is. I don't take it literally that if somebody hits me, go do it this way, because sometimes you should, sometimes you shouldn't.
Especially if you're
but want
to,
yeah. Yeah.
That's my favorite joke. Now give me the other cheek.
Yes, but part of that reminds me of the Buddha story underneath the tree.
Yeah. Resist not. It didn't resist any thoughts.
No, it didn't resist anything. Therefore, it went back to the sender.
Yes. Yes. There were a full room full of people. One time I walked in, I was supposed to give a talk, and apparently they all were there to learn something. And unfortunately for them, I sat down and I said, I want everybody to see I'm nobody and I don't know anything. Mm-hmm. That didn't go very well.
Especially with accomplished people.
And it's beautiful for us to see that we're not after learning anymore. We're after the art of living.
Yes.
The art of living is a good thing.
Huh?
The art of living is a good thing.
Yes, the art of living.
Practicing that every day.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. It just puts you in a state of being and not becoming or has been. You know? And when you are in that state, Tony, that's your world. You cannot even imagine somebody is not like you. That's what I'm saying. This is what happens. And when they don't behave like you, you say, oh my God, where did that come from? And it's always been there because the conscious of a normal I mean, regular people without any background of self-recognition is going to the back, to the past, and then jump into the future, and then back and forth like this. And that's not living at all. That's not living.
He who draws the sword will die by the sword.
Sword.
Well, that's another thing I was going to say. When you take this sword of truth, you do kill yourself. The ones that needs to be killed. You see, because you are really taking all your beliefs and you're cutting it. With that, it would be as Jesus says, die daily so that you can be born again, or something like that. We're butchering his saying tonight.
Never forgive us.
Yes. Yeah, something like that. Dying daily. Dying daily.
If you live by the sword, you will die by the sword. And it, in a way, if you're using the sword on a materialistic, worldly way, then you are dealing with the world on that level completely and totally, and you will succumb to the swords of the world of that physical existence.
Yes.
Whereas that of non-violence, of being peaceful and quiet, does not get killed by the sword of the world.
Yes, you do get killed, but
not
what
of the world.
Needs to be
it's
killed.
A different sword.
Yeah. Yeah, and
sword of truth.
And I know that a lot of us, if we look some years ago or some even days or months ago, you will see that very little of that person is left. Or that approach.
Once I read in an economics class that the economy was controlled by an invisible hand. You know, if that invisible hand was guiding the world right now, we could find harmony. But it's ideas.
The invisible hand is always at work. It is what is visible that is causing commotion on top of that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you got the people over here in the jungles that know no English, know no Christianity, if they just blended together, they would blend together in harmony. If it wasn't for people trying to profit.
That's really good. Any other thing? Any other sharing?
Well, it occurred to me, coming back to resist no evil, how about just enjoying it then? I was kidding.
Yes. Yes, of course. That would be the best thing.
It get elevated from evil to good.
And then realize there's no evil and there's no good.
Mm. Yes, that's the pretty much the period in the end of the sentence.
I think whatever you fight or resist, you become a part of.
Yeah, it occupies your mind. It's very, very true.
Mm. And you are part of what occupies your mind. That was a freedom that I started feeling when I found this class. Suddenly I could put my mind somewhere that was neutral, yet it still had productivity. And I began to become free from all the things that I'd like to cure.
You know, I noticed that most people, majority of the people, they're really dealing with a lot of like you say, the mind, the luggage.
Mm-hmm.
Past,
mm-hmm.
and things like that, and even like those AA programs, a lot of it is like, well, you know.